Good to be with you all today.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很高兴跟大家在一起。
And our prayers continue to go out for Pastor Gary.
我们继续的为赵牧师祷告。
And Mike and Pat send their regards from Kentucky.
Mike 和 Pat 从肯塔基州送来他们的祝福。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord God, we thank you that you bring us together.
主啊，谢谢你把我们带在一起。
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
Help us to understand it today.
帮助我们来明白你的话语。
We pray these things in the name of Jesus.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Okay, today I want to read a beautiful passage of scripture.
今天我要来跟大家读一段非常美丽的话。
If you have a Bible, please open to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
请打开你的圣经，是在哥林多前书13章。
So I'm going to read in English and then you can read as well.
Okay. 我们先读英文，然后再读中文。
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is notirritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away.When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love.
我们一起来看哥林多前书13章1到13节，我们大家一起来读好不好？灵前13章1到13节，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了明的罗，想的拔一般。我若有讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。爱是永不止息。先知讲道之能，终归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止；知识也终必归于无有。我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
So this is a great passage. It's often described as the love chapter.
这一段圣经常常被描述为是爱的一段圣经。
And it's often read at weddings for good reason.
很多时候在婚礼上大家会读这一段。
But it's very countercultural to what the world defines as love.
但是这一段所讲的爱是与这个世界对爱的定义是完全不一样的。
Today we won't be looking at all these verses, but I wanted to just read them for you.
今天我们不会一句句的来讲这一段圣经，但是我想把它们读给你听。
What I do want to focus on is the last verse that speaks of faith, hope, and love.
今天我们要来看的是刚刚读的最后一句圣经关于信、望和爱。
These are the building blocks of the church, both as the body and as individuals.
这几件事情对于教会里的每一位弟兄姊妹还有整个教会来说都是使我们建造起来不可缺少的元素。
While these are great themes, we will not be able to cover them in great detail.
这些都是非常重要的事情但是我们今天就不在这里一一述说。
I want to simply briefly describe how the Bible defines faith, hope, and love.
今天我要来跟大家讲一讲圣经是怎么来为信望爱来定义的。
How these are unique in character but also connected.
这三样东西它们都有非常特殊的特征但是它们又是紧密的联系在一起的。
And then to look at what this looks like in the life of a Christian.
接下来我们也会来看这三样东西在我们的生活里面意味着什么。
If you like, you can take notes and look at the verses or look at them later or just listen.
如果需要的话你可以把可以记笔记或者是只需要专心的听我讲就好了。
So the first word is faith.
今天我们要讲的第一件事情呢是信心。
Here is how the Bible describes faith.
圣经是这样来描绘信心的。
Hebrews 11:1 says, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
希伯来书11章1节那里说信是所望之事的实质是未见之事的确据。
So while we cannot see the truth of God with our physical eyes, we know the character of God.
今天虽然我们不能够用眼睛看得见神的真实但是我们却明白神的特性是什么。
We are able to have faith in God because God is faithful.
我们今天之所以能够相信神是因为神他是信实的。
We are able to trust God because he is trustworthy.
我们之所以能够来信靠神是因为他是值得信靠的。
And that's what faith really is, trust.
所以信心所描述的就是信靠。
Faith is simply placing your trust in something.
信心的意思就是让我们能够来信靠某一些事。
Everyone practices faith at some point in their life.
在每个人的人生里面我们都是在不断的运用我们的信心。
Anytime you cross a bridge, you're putting faith in the builder.
当我们经过一座桥的时候我们是相信造这座桥的人是把它造得很安全的。
You're exercising faith.
我们就是在使用我们的信心。
We put our faith in lesser persons, why not faith in the God of the universe?
今天我们常常把我们的信心注建在人上面或事物上面但是为什么不把我们的信心放在今天创造宇宙的神的身上呢？
Thankfully, we are not saved because of our own faithfulness, for we are unfaithful.
感谢主，今天我们可以得救，不是因为我们自己是信实的，恰恰相反，我们常常是没有信了。
But we are justified by faith alone.
我们被称义，是因为我们相信了主。
Justified means to be made right with God.
称义的意思他的意思就是说我们与神的关系和好了。
We are not born right with God. The Bible says we are enemies with God.
圣经说当我们每个人出生的时候我们跟神的关系都是不对的我们是与神为敌的。
But God brings us into His family, and we become His children through faith.
但是借着相信神，神把我们带进了他的家里面，也成为了他的儿女。
We do not bring or add anything.
我们没有做任何的事情来成为他的儿女。
It's faith alone.
只是仅仅的相信，信靠神。
But who is our faith in?
但是我们需要相信的是什么呢？是谁呢？
It's important to know this.
很重要的一件事情是
Yeah. Okay. It's in Jesus alone.
我们今天应当相信的是单单相信耶稣。
For without Jesus, we are not right with God.
若是没有主，我们与神的关系就是不对的。
He is the only one who died and was resurrected to pay the penalty for our rebellion.
主耶稣是那一位，也是唯一的一位，为我们死在十字架上，也为我们复活了，赎了我们的罪债的那一位。
Jesus was faithful even unto death.
主耶稣他是信实的，以至于为我们死。
And therefore now we can have faith.
好叫我们今天的每一个人，我们能够有信心。
So we are saved through faith in Jesus, and therefore we experience hope.
Amen. 我们是借着相信，能够相信主，能够得救。神也叫我们因此可以经历什么是盼望。
So the second word, hope.
所以我要讲的第二件事情呢，就是什么是盼望。
Here's how the Bible explains how hope is to direct us in our life.
圣经是这样子说，在我们的生活里面，盼望是什么？
I'll read it and you can read. Yeah. Romans 8:24, For in this hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But we hope for what we do not see. We await for it with patience.
罗马书八章24节到25节那里说，我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，如果不是盼望，那谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
The first problem in understanding biblical hope is how it's defined.
很多人都有一个问题，就是如何来理解圣经所定义的盼望。
Usually when someone says, I hope something happens, there's a sense of uncertainty.
很多时候当一个人说，我希望这件事情发生的时候，其实在他的背后说出了这有一种不确定性。
An example, I hope I get this job.
比如说，我希望我可以拿到这一份工作。
There is no guarantee, just the desire.
但是在他背后却没有一个保障，只是人所有的一种盼望。
But when hope is spoken of in the Bible, it is something of certainty.
但是当圣经上来讲盼望的时候，它里面是满了确信确据的。
And this again goes back to the character of God.
它之所以这个盼望是确定的，是因为神是信实的。
The Bible is full of promises and God keeps his promises.
在圣经里面神有许多的应许，圣经也给我们看到神是执行他完成他应许的那一位。
So our hope is not wishful thinking, but stands firm on the promises of God.
今天我们的盼望，神给我们的盼望，不是我们自欺欺人自己所盼望的，而是神在圣经里面向我们所应许的。
And we have many hopes in this life, and not all of them are bad.
今天在我们每一个人的生活里面，我们都有许多的盼望，他们也不见得都是坏的事情。
But they must never compare or distract us from our ultimate hope, which is found in Jesus.
但是我们这个人所有的盼望是不能够与主给我们的盼望相冲突的，也不能够把我们从主的身边带走的。
So what is our hope?
那么下一个问题是，到底什么应当是我们的盼望呢？
Jesus promised that one day he will return for his people.
主耶稣他应许说，有一天他要为了他的百姓再回来。
So the Christian hope is that one day we will be with him.
所以基督徒的盼望是有一天我们要与我们的主同在。
And when the hope of Jesus comes alive in our souls, it creates Christian love.
当这一句抽象的话在我们的生命里面神用他的光照进来让它变得真实的时候我们的里面会充满了基督徒的爱。
So the third word, love.
所以第三件事情我要讲的是爱。
Here's how the Bible speaks of the origin of love.
圣经里面是这样讲到爱的起源的。
1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us.
约翰一书四章十九节那里说我们爱是因为神先爱了我们。
True love originates with God, not ourselves.
真正的爱是从神那里来的而不是出自我们自己的。
Naturally, we are only lovers of self.
天然的话我们其实我们这个人我们是只爱我们自己的。
It is only when we come to know God that we can truly know biblical love.
只有当我们越来越认识神我们才能够明白圣经上所讲的爱是怎么一回事。
And this love was made visible in Jesus the Son.
借着主耶稣人子主耶稣神的爱在他的身上非常活活地显给了我们看。
1 John 3:16, by this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives.
在约翰一书三章十六节那里说主为我们舍命我们从此就知道何为爱我们也当为弟兄舍命。
The cross is the greatest picture of true love.
基督的十字架是一个活活的例子告诉我们什么是真实的爱。
It was not self-seeking, it was sacrificial.
真正的爱不是只是为了自己而是一种舍己的爱。
Also, this love is made known to us by the power of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们可以得知这一份爱是因为圣灵向我们显明和启示了。
Romans 5:5, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
罗马书五章五节那里说盼望不至于羞耻因为神所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
So we see how Father and Son and Spirit work together to bring love to humanity.
明白，所以在这里我们看到父子圣灵是如何的在一起做工配合把这一份真实的爱能够带给人类。
This is why the Apostles' Creed affirms that all three persons make up the one true God.
这也是我们刚刚读的使徒信经那里提到父子圣灵他们是一位。
Now the problem, the word love is often used too frequently.
今天关于爱的问题是在这个世界上这个爱常常是被滥用了。
I say I love ice cream.
我说我特别爱冰淇淋。
And then I say I love my wife.
然后我说我也爱我的妻子。
While I use the same word, hopefully I do not mean the same thing by such a statement.
你看爱就是这样被滥用的。他们两个是不同的事情但我却说我爱他们。
The degree of love is greatly based on the context.
爱有多深完全是取决于爱的对象是谁。
But it's most important we remember that, again, love comes from God.
但更重要的是我希望大家能够明白真正的爱是从神来的。
And therefore, we are to be a people marked by love.
所以我们每一位信主的人应当被这样的爱所标明所显明出来。
We were made by God to love him first and then called to love those around us.
我们之所以被创造是因为神盼望我们能够爱他也借着爱他我们能爱我们身边的人。
It's hard to love the unlovable, but we must remember that we were unlovable by God.
今天要爱一个不可爱的人是一件很难的事情但是我希望大家能够记得我们也是不可爱的但是神却爱了我们。
What underlines all love is God's love for sinners like us.
所以真实的爱是 神的用神的爱去爱每一位罪人，就像我们自己也是罪人一样。
So now we know what makes up faith, hope, and love.
所以现在我们大概知道什么是真正的信望爱。
Let's look at the opposite of faith, hope, and love.
接下来让我们看一下信爱与信望爱所对立的是哪些事情呢？
The opposite of faith is doubt.
与信心所相对的呢，就是疑惑。
The opposite of hope is despair.
与盼望所相对的呢，就是绝望。
And the opposite of love is hate.
与爱所相对应，所相对的呢，就是憎恨。
Faith, hope, and love lead to life.
信望爱是可以将我们带往永生，可以把生叫神的生命能够赐给我们。
Doubt, despair, and hate leads to death.
但是疑惑，憎恨，却是将我们带向死亡。
And without Jesus, we do not possess true faith, hope, and love.
我们若是离开了主，没有可能有真正的信心、盼望，也没有可能有心性真正的爱。
The world has a faith, a hope, a love apart from Jesus, but these are imitators.
今天在这个世界上也有所谓的信心，也有所谓的盼望，也有所谓的爱，但是这些都是山寨版的。
Satan uses these to keep people from seeing their true need of Jesus.
今天在这个世界上，撒旦就是用这些所谓的盼望、信心还有爱心来将人从对主耶稣的需要当中带走。
So I hope that you see that faith, hope, and love are not independent but connected together.
所以我希望大家能够明白，信心、盼望还有爱心，他们不是分离的，而是他们是紧紧相连的。
All work together and are being made alive in the child of God.
这几件事情在神的儿女里面是真实的，是活的。
Faith, hope, and love, they're vital aspects of life and are mentioned all over the Bible.
信望爱在生命里面是非常关键的，而且它也是在圣经里面多处被提到。
And these are not something that we seek in our own power.
这不是为了让我们自己得到所谓的能力。
All three are gifts from God to the Christian.
这三样东西都是神所赐给他的儿女的。
These are not things that earn us favor with God.
这些东西不能够让我们在神的面前得赏赐、得喜悦。
Not something that contributes to our salvation.
我们也不是借着他们得到我们的救恩的。
But rather a supernatural outflowing of God in our life.
但是这三样东西却是神的爱向我们涌流出来。
There is a lot of uncertainty in the world today.
今天在这个世界上有许多我们所所看为不确定的。
Yet God is greater.
但是神却大过了这一切。
And faith, hope, and love are the weapons against our anxiety.
今天信心、盼望爱心是我们可以用来与我们的忧虑忧愁征战的兵器。
Faith, hope, and love lead a life of action for the glory of God.
今天信心、盼望、爱心也是叫我们可以为着神的荣耀来过一个生活。
So we experience a living faith, a living hope, and a living love.
所以今天信望爱不再是空洞的几个字，而是神要我们实实在在要来经历的活的。
Faith, hope, and love have very practical application.
今天信望爱在我们的生命里面是有非常实际的运用的。
They give evidence to what has already occurred in the life of a Christian.
今天的信望爱是向我们证明了今天神已经把他的生命赐在了我们的里面，他是真实的。
Sometimes our faith is very weak.
有的时候我们的信心会非常软弱。
Our hope on occasion is diminished.
有的时候我们的盼望也会越来越小。
Oftentimes we can be very unloving.
有的时候我们也是非常讨人厌的。
And all these times we need to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，在每一个这样的情形里面，我们都需要把我们的眼目再转向主耶稣。
For Jesus' time on earth, he embodied perfect faith, hope, and love.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他以一个人的形式把信望爱丰丰满满地活了出来。
And then God will bring us back to the center, which is found at the cross of Jesus.
神会把我们每一个人再带回到我们生命的中心，那就是主耶稣的十字架面前。
And when we catch a vision of the cross, we will be refreshed and energized.
当我们真正明白十字架的意义是什么的时候，我们这个人会重新被更新，会重新再得力。
So we must remember that our faith, hope, and love is centered here.
所以我们必须要记得信望爱是基于主耶稣的十字架的。
And this is why it's so important that we read the Bible and hear the Bible proclaimed.
这是为什么我们读圣经认识圣经是如此的重要。
Because we need to be reminded that we are only made right with God through faith alone.
我们也需要常常被提醒，我们跟神的关系之所以能够和好，完全是基于我们相信的主。
We need to be reminded that we have hope that is found only in Jesus.
我们需要常常被提醒，我们真正的盼望只能是主耶稣，而不是这个世界上的人事物。
And we need to be reminded that true love originates only in the God who is love.
我们也需要常常被提醒，真实的爱是从神来的。
So if you are a Christian, you possess faith, hope, and love.
如果我们是信主的人，是基督徒，我们就应当有这样的信心、盼望和爱心。
The practical question is, are you living in them?
今天有一个实际的问题是，但是我们是活在其中的吗？
Do they characterize your life?
他们是影响我们的生活，甚至是成为我们的生活吗？
So with faith, do I acknowledge that I am only right with God through Jesus?
就着信心来说，我是否承认我之所以能与神和好，是因为我相信了耶稣？
Do I live in such a way that I have to trust God for the outcome?
我今天是否活着一种生活是不论什么样的结果临到，我是否愿意相信、信靠神，将结果信托给他。
That is faith.
那就是真实的信心。
With hope, are my thoughts only on this life, or do I think about eternity and life to come?
对于盼望来说，我今天我的眼目是仅仅看着在这个世界上我所得到的，还是我所盼望的是主耶稣他会再来，他会赐给我一个新的永远的生命。
That is hope.
那才是真正的盼望。
And then love. Do I seek the glory of God over my own glory?
最后是爱。最后是我到底是要求神自己的荣耀，还是我要求神的荣耀？
Do I sacrifice for others or do I only live for myself?
我是愿意为着别人而奉献自己，还是我只是活着过一个为着我自己的生活？
And that is love.
那就是真正的爱，就是舍己的爱。
In closing, Paul mentions faith and hope will one day pass away.
在林前十三章最后的时候，保罗说有一天信和盼望都会过去。
We will not need faith because our faith will one day become sight.
有一天我们将不再需要信心，因为神每一个为我们所应许的，我们的眼睛都会看见。
We will not need hope because our hope will one day be made reality.
我们也不再需要盼望，是因为我们所盼望的会成为真实的。
But the love of God will never expire.
但是神的爱却永远不会过去。
That is what will carry us into eternity.
那会随着我们进到永远里面去。
Listen to the words of a hymn writer describe the love of God.
曾经有一个作曲家这样子来描绘神的爱。
I'm going to read it and then you'll read it.
Yeah.
Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stock on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky.
Amen. 这首歌是神的大爱，其中的一段，他说，纵令洋海尽是墨汁，无边苍穹都成白纸，田间草杆根根笔之，世上众人个个文士，若写神的大爱无极，一切有感缺欠。
A verse that expresses this great truth that's well known, John 3:16.
在约翰福音三章十六节那里，给我们描述了神到底什么是神的大爱。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
那里说到神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给了世人，叫世人可以因他得救，不至灭亡。
This verse shows us that people from all nations are called and loved by God.
那句话告诉我们，在这世上所有的人都是被神的被神所呼召来爱他的。
But all over the world, there are people who do not know the faith, hope, and love of Jesus.
但是今天在世界上还有许多的人还不认识什么是真正的信心、盼望和爱心。
My prayer for you is that first you know this truth for yourselves.
我为大家的祷告是，首先我们自己先明白什么是真实的信心、盼望和爱心。
But I also pray that you take these truths and share them with others.
我也为你们祷告，你们能够在生活里面实践这些信望爱，也能够把它带给身边的人。
Faith in Jesus gives us hope in Jesus, which gives us love to share Jesus.
Amen. 相信主耶稣会让我们在主里面有盼望，也会叫我们心中有爱，能够去爱身边的人。
Thanks be to God for His great love.
感谢主赐给我们这样的大爱。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话感谢你。
I pray that you will give us hearts to receive it.
我为我们祷告，你能够赐给我们一颗愿意受教的心。
Thank you for your great love for us.
谢谢你对我们的大爱。
May we go out and share that love with others.
真愿意我们也能够出去与众人分享这一份爱。
And we look forward to the day when faith and hope will be no more.
我们也盼望着有一天在我们的生命里面，主啊，我们不用再仰望信心和盼望。
Because these things will be sight and reality.
因为这两件事情都会在你的里面成为真实的。
But for eternity, we'll have the love of God.
在永远里面，我们有从你来的爱，神的爱。
And this is because of Jesus.
这完全是因为神儿子耶稣的原因。
And we pray this in His name.
我们是奉他的名向你祷告。Amen.